Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, it's nice to see Lindor actually get a base hit for a change. Oh, he might be breaking out of it. That's the new thing now. Yeah, Lindor's coming out of it. He actually had a base hit. Wow. And please, let's stop with the, oh, poor Francisco Lindor. Maybe we're too hard on him. Why are we riding him? It's only a month in. He'll be fine. I mean, I hope he's going to be fine. The guy's here for another 10 years. Please, what do we got to be soft on him? He's been horrible. He has been horrible for them. Oh, wow, three walks. You heard Bob just say right there, the best thing the Mets did yesterday was not swing the bat. They figured it out. They cracked the code. They did it. The case cracker. Don't swing the bats. We'll be fine. Three walks. I mean, my goodness. He's still hitting his average still dropped. He's hit .163 even with the base hit. And the three walks. Embarrassing. Or maybe it didn't drop. What was he hitting? 157 before? Whatever it is. You get the point. 163 on the year. Whichever way you slice it, it's not pretty. And McNeil, too. He's another one who is just dry. Jeff McNeil looks like he doesn't belong. He's hitting .228. McNeil's supposed to be a .320 hitter. You're talking about guys who are hitting 100, 200 points lower than what they're supposed to be hitting. Conforto, throw him in there. The Mets are just anemic offensively. Dom Smith finally broke through with a base hit to break that game open for the Mets with the two runs in the eighth inning. Wow. I mean, what a dreadful baseball game that was. I want my afternoon back. Dreadful baseball game. How long did that game take? I didn't even see it. 3 hours and 20 minutes. All right. I mean, not that bad, but it felt like forever. That game set baseball back with all those walks. That's the problem. Not pace of play, because 3 hours, 20 minutes, you'd probably take that majority of times. It felt like it was 4 hours, 4.5 hours watching that. Gant can't throw a strike. Nobody on St. Louis can throw a strike. So much so that the Cardinal fans, the softest fans in all of sports, the people who sit there on their hands the entire game, they don't say anything. Oh, it's okay. We'll get them next time. Oh, it's okay, Gant. Yeah, we're the Cardinals. We're a great fan base. The Cardinal fans themselves were actually booing a little bit. They couldn't take it. Wow, was that dreadful. And almost borderline embarrassing if you're the Mets. Not that you're going to give it back. But wow. The Mets continue to play bad defense, and it's costing them. Now, it didn't cost them the game in this one, luckily, but they continue to play bad defense. Doesn't matter who it is. And we know that they were built like that. They continue to struggle offensively, but they did get a win. And the fact that they are 13-13 with the offense doing essentially nil, I mean, especially the main guys, doing nil. And the fact that they haven't played defense worth a you-know-what for a month and a, you know, whatever it is here, 5 weeks total for the season. And it's still 13-13, and maybe that's a good sign. Now, the other side of that is that they are getting absolutely dominant starting pitching. Now, we knew it was going to come from DeGrom, and who knows with him if he's actually going to, he's expecting to start this weekend on Sunday versus Arizona. I'll believe it when I see it. I'm rooting for it, but I'm just a little, you know, you can imagine being skeptical of that when somebody, even if it's just a minor thing as far as having an inflamed lat, he's got to throw, see how he feels. But DeGrom says he expects to make the start Sunday. We'll see. I'm not expecting him to make that start. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is DeGrom has been the best pitcher in baseball, and I don't know if anybody expected otherwise. Marcus Stroman, I can't speak for everybody else with him, but I expected him to have a dominant year. I've said that many times on record on SNY and on here, that I thought Stroman would be a legit number two. He has been. I also said I love the competitiveness of David Peterson, even after his first start of the year where he gave up four runs in the first inning. I still saw some positive signs in that start. And I thought he was good. And he's been solid. And Taijuan Walker, you know, this has been, he's been the difference maker. And that's who did it yesterday through seven innings, struck out eight, didn't walk anybody, didn't allow an earned run, just that one unearned run. Taijuan Walker has been the difference. We knew when they signed him he had potential to be a top guy. He had potential to pitch like a legitimate number three, let's say, even though they signed him to be a four or a five. And without Carrasco, you knew he was going to have to maybe be a three. But you watch Taijuan Walker, you're getting the best of Taijuan Walker. He's been nasty at times. So when you throw those four and pick an order, obviously DeGrom, Stroman, Peterson, Walker, when you throw those four and they're playing pitching as well as they're pitching, you know what? They should be better than 13-13. And really the pitching as a whole, and I'll even give it Edwin Diaz credit for getting his fourth save yesterday. I mean, he made you sweat in that one, and you know it's just a matter of time before he implodes. Well, if you don't know, I know. So, I mean, get familiar because it's happening. Hate to break it to you, but Edwin Diaz will not close out big games for this team. Never. It's not going to happen. But they're ways away from big games anyway. But give him credit. Close out a ball game yesterday. May has been locked down. Trevor May has been locked down. Outside of his first outing, he's been as good an eighth inning guy as this club has had. Let's see. Well, probably since Addison Reed. And then before that, you go to, you know, remember Addison Reed was, he was terrific. That was a great pickup by Alderson. And those eighth inning guys are huge. Before that, I'd probably go back to Duane R. Sanchez before he got hurt. Just being automatic in the eighth inning. So May has been great. Diaz, you know, whatever. And even overall, just the bullpen in general, whether it's Loop or Familia or Sean Reed Foley, the bullpen has been good. So as a staff, the Mets are carrying them. The Mets staff carrying them to their 13-13 record. You hope that that can continue or at least not drop off too much, and you hope that you can get the bats and the defense going. But, I mean, you know, why would you have hope, especially with the defense? That's not looking like it's going to improve anytime soon. The guys are who they are. They're not getting better that way. And unless they trade for a real third baseman, I think that's going to be a problem all year long. And, you know, you have issues with the outfield. Although Pilar playing center with Nimmo out, that certainly helps. But again, with Domin left, you know, I don't need to go over it. And Lindor is fine at short, you would think, but making a costly error the other day that cost him a ball game. And, you know, again, Stroman some unearned runs. So that stuff can't happen. You know, Alonso making an error, lucky that the Mets didn't have to pay for that one. It just can't. You got to look, there's a difference between being a 500 ball club and a ball club that has championship aspirations. And those type things need to be cleaned up if you have championship aspirations. But the Mets did a good job salvaging a split of a four-game series in St. Louis. Never an easy place to win. And now they'll come home and take on the Diamondbacks this weekend. Talk about championship aspirations. How about the Yankees? And a frustrating loss for them because they have their ace on the mound looking for a sweep of the hated Astros. They had a lead in the ballgame twice, 1-0 after three, and then again 3-1 after four, only to have that lead disappear in the late innings. And hard to, you know, Cole gives up the two long balls for whatever reason. That's his bugaboo, the home runs. Solo shots, which is a good thing, but he gives up, generally gives up the homers, which is a problem. But he was fine. Seven innings, two runs. I mean, you would take that most of the time. I know for him, that's saying, wow, you give up two runs. How could you do that, Garrett? But for him, and maybe that's not a typical great start, but seven innings, two runs, you take that every time. You figure the Yankees will win the majority of those games. The bullpen was the problem, and Chad Green in particular. And look, the Astros have good hitters. You didn't think they were going to go away that quietly, and you felt at some point, one of those guys was going to make you pay. And Altuve, in this case, does it again with a big home run in the eighth inning off green, a big three-run shot, changing the look of that ball game, giving the Astros the lead that they would not relinquish. And they salvage the final game of that series. Still some positives, though, for the Yanks. Overall, they win that series 2 out of 3, which is important. Yankees still over 500, which is important for them considering where they were a week ago. And people questioning long-term what the Yankees are going to be. Oh, they have such deep issues. Yeah, sure they do. And you could look at the Astros and say, well, is that a ball club that really is a measuring stick in the American League? I think it is. They're not what they were, the Astros, but they're still one of the better teams in the American League. And as far as being a threat to the Yankees, no, I think that they are. I mean, unless you believe in Oakland being a legit threat, do you believe that anybody from the Central, is Cleveland a legit threat and the White Sox? Maybe. And Cleveland's pitching, but we thought that last year. Cleveland's been hot, winning 5 in a row. The Red Sox, the Rays, I think the Astros are right there with any of those teams. And I don't think any of those teams are as good as the Yankees when the Yankees are going right. Think about it. We haven't even seen close to the best of the Yankees so far. And they're still now above 500 and finally starting to get going in the right direction. I know they've been led by Giancarlo Stanton, who maybe we haven't seen the best of the Yankees, but we've certainly seen the best of him. And it's about freaking time. Look, Stanton right now, for those people who are saying, oh, where are the Stanton haters? This is actually proving the people that ripped him correct. We should feel vindicated. People like myself, I should say, who ripped him. We are vindicated. This is what we expected. This is what you're supposed to get. Or at least something close to it. This is what Giancarlo Stanton was in Miami when he won the MVP. So it's nice to see him finally show up and start doing it with the Yankees and go on one of those tears. Another big homer, opposite field, his 9th of the year. So Stanton, I mean, he's off to a red-hot start this season. And they need it. Judge, another 0-for. LeMahieu, 0-for-5. I mean, a lot of 0-fers and some strikeouts in that Yankee lineup. They need Luke Voit back desperately. Hicks, though, did have a few hits, so that's another positive sign. And Gleyber Torres, not only with a base hit, but how about Gleyber Torres? By now, I'm sure you've seen that highlight where he scored from first on the Hicks infield single. Just a heads-up play by a player who's questioned a lot about his hustle, about his, you know, I don't want to say, maybe about his passion or his desire. Just at times, he loafs at shortstop, specifically defensively. And offensively, he just hasn't been able to get going. But maybe something like that will get him going. It's at least nice to see, even if it doesn't, it's at least nice to see that he is still in the game. EA Sports. It's in the game. I don't know why I just said that or thought of that, but that's what popped in my head. Anyway, Gleyber Torres have a heads-up play. He's, you know, even with struggling, no homers on the year. Got to be frustrating for him. We're in May and Gleyber Torres throws it at a home run. How could that happen? Defensively, been a little bit of a struggle, but he's gotten better as of late. I'm still not sold on him as a shortstop. But that play was a thing of beauty. It just showed you a ball player who's playing the game. No thinking, no analytics, no nothing. You're out there, you're watching what's in front of you. Oh, nobody's covering third? I'm going to beat him to third. Goes to third. The catcher, Maldonado, comes up to try to get to third base. He sees that nobody's covering home. I'm going to go home. Yeah, that was fantastic watching that. I love watching smart baseball. Good for Gleyber Torres. Play of the day. The Stros D should be embarrassing. I mean, it's Little League stuff. And that's what you get for that stupid shift. So you got the Mets with a win before they return home, but still major issues with the ball club. Yankees with a loss, but you have to feel good about the club overall where they're at, and a red-hot Giancarlo Stanton. We'll get to the Nets and the Knicks, and also the fine from the NHL, which is just, I mean, you know it by now. I'll get into it. It's just ridiculous. The NHL, I'll save it for the other side, but just sickening what the NHL is doing with the Rangers here. And look, Drury speaks to the media. Dolan released some statements, so you have that to get into as well. I'm not sold on Chris Drury and the Rangers, still not loving that move, even though what they said you know, I guess you could kind of say it makes sense. I don't like that. I have a bad taste in my mouth the way that they treated JD. You want to fire Gordon and Quinn, that's one thing. But to do JD the way that they did, I have a major problem with that. And hand the keys over to Chris Drury, who stunk when he was a Ranger. I know that has nothing to do with it, but this love affair, there is no love affair from the Ranger fans with Chris Drury. He was better everywhere else he was. He came to the Rangers. It was the final 4 years of his career. Well, oh, he's a leader in the locker room. Big deal. Now he's the president of the team. Let's see what he could do. The Rangers trying to justify firing JD and Gorton, and the main thing that they kept saying was, well, we have a ton of talent. We have a ton of talent. Well, yeah, well, that's their job. That's what they were doing, rebuilding. Anybody could go out there and find some enforcers or find some tough guys. They were getting the hard guys, the talent.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.